The Replacements is a band that got together in 1979. They started out as a raucous, high-energy band during the last days of punk. They've managed to stay together in spite of the fact that the band's never broken through to big commercial success. My guest is Paul Westerberg, the lead singer and songwriter of the group. Rock critic Robert Christgau said, "No songwriter in memory matches Paul Westerberg's artful artlessness, the impression he creates of plumbing his heart as he goes along." Westerberg delivers the goods, grimy, uplifting in the tradition, and shocking like new. The Replacements have a new album, All Shook Down. It has a more acoustic sound than their previous records. This is Westerberg's song, Attitude. The Replacements are one of the post-punk bands that's really had longevity. I mean, you got together in 79 and you're still together. What do you think has kept the band together that long when so many of the bands who started didn't stay together?
That is a good question, and I can't see that we could have kept the intensity level that we started at, and we haven't. And I think that's, you know, one reason we've stayed together is we've made a record like this. There's no way in the world we could have made those first two albums over and over again for 11 years, because that was very manic styled music, and it was just the whole lifestyle went along with it. And so if we ever get accused for mellowing out or whatever, it's just out of necessity. You grow and you change, and we've changed. I think that's the reason we've stayed together.
Let me get something in here from your first record so listeners can hear what you're talking about. This is from your album, Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash. You've said that it was Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols who made you think that you could sing.
Yes, or made me realize that I can't sing and it doesn't matter.
So what effect did that have on you? Had you wanted to sing before and thought, but I'm just not good enough?
Exactly. I had always wanted to, front a band. And I had spent years playing guitar with groups. But all the time I wanted to be, I wanted to hog the limelight and be in front, and I guess it wasn't until I started writing my own songs that I started to sing, because I couldn't sing other people's songs because my range was so limited, and I had never taken lessons or anything, and somehow I had managed to do it on guitar, but vocally I didn't have the courage until I started writing my own words.
Were there impulses in your own music that you feel you repressed in the early stages of the band to fit in with the punk or post-punk of the period?
Yeah, there was. I mean, we left our calling card as early as the first single, where the flip side was an acoustic song with just me alone. But I had always had leanings toward that. From the beginning, I had, let it be known that I like this style of music. I like folk music and country music. But it was tough getting into those clubs, so we had to kind of adapt to what was going on at the time just to be able to go out and play.
What about pop? Did you want to write songs that were more pop at the time and sing songs that were more pop, but feel that you couldn't really do it?
I don't think I had the guts to, but that was deep down in my heart, because the music that inspired me most was the trashy throwaway top 40 of the early and mid-70s, because that's what I was weaned on. I think as we progressed, I tried to incorporate that songwriting style into the format of more or less a garage rock and roll band. That maybe was the key to our longevity or success, that we had pop leanings and yet we were basically unschooled and pretty raw.
Well, speaking of pop, I want to ask you about the last track on your new record. This is called The Last. Mm-hmm. And is this you on piano on this?
No, it isn't. I tried. I mean, I wrote it on piano and I was fine in my living room. But boy, when it comes time to doing it in the studio, my timing is atrocious. And I tried it several times and I just couldn't do it. And Ben Montench from Tom Petty's band was available and more than happy to come in and do it with his feet. He's an incredible musician, so it would have been ridiculous for me to play with him hanging around.
Does it hurt to fall in love so easy? Does it hurt to fall in love so fast? Does it hurt you to find out 30 second hand? Is it such a big task? Such a big task. Are you too proud to ask? Remember last one was your last. It's too early to run to mama. It's too late to run like hell. I guess I would tell you, cause it don't work to ask. Let this one be your last. And this one, child, is killing you. And this one's your last chance to make this last one really the last.
So tell me about this song. It seems pretty pop to me. Maybe the closest thing you'll come to a show tune even.
Yeah, I like that because it does have like a Laura Nero feel, and I wanted it to have that feel like it could be from a play or something. Because some great songs are written in that format.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I like that kind of stuff. It's not your run of the mill thing that rock bands do, but so what?
The Replacements have built a reputation over the years for rowdiness and sloppiness in performance. Do you think that that's justified? I haven't seen the band in concert, I'll confess.
Oh, you never have, huh?
Not in concert, no.
Lies, all lies. We're totally professional.
That's right. You're absolutely technically proficient in concert.
Yeah, that's dangerous that more people have heard about us than have actually seen us, because in the early years we ran with that, and we would build that legend, and we would let that's why we would never be filmed live. We would let people let the stories get blown out of proportion of what we really were. And I'll say this, that as many times as we were brilliant, we were absolutely atrocious, and we weren't mediocre a whole lot. We were one or the other, and we were terrible. We've been very sloppy over the years, but we had an attitude that went with it that didn't allow us time to rehearse. You know, it borderlined on theater for a few years, where we would go out there and not even play music. We would go out there and make noise and play cards and change clothes and, you know, read books, do anything to get a reaction from the audience, because at the time things were very serious and we didn't want to be serious.
So you're saying it was intentional when you'd really screw up on stage?
It was in the middle period. In the beginning, we were just bad. Then we tried to take that lack of musicianship to a new level and say, oh, well, we meant to do this. And then we were faced with this problem of actually learning how to play, where we kept the looseness but also could play better than we could when we started in 1980. And a lot of people saw that as us breaking away from our old self, when in fact we just we learned a few new chords.
There's been speculation that the Replacements are on the verge of breaking up. Is that true?
In all honesty, yes. But I like it because it keeps things interesting. For us to assume that everything is okay and we're going to continue forever, and it just gets stale and boring. And I saw that happening on tour last year. And I spoke up to the other guys saying that I'd like to make a record on my own. And it just didn't turn out that way. Everyone didn't see it that way, and it was a little difficult. But I like to keep that feeling in their minds that don't see the band as a stable job. don't see it as a vocation. What you're doing is, you know, is art at its best, and you should not look at it as a job. You do have a responsibility to the people who pay to come see you, but when it gets to be too 9-to-5-y, you just lose the fun in it. And I wanted, you know, if it means throwing a scare into them, that's what I'll do if they're going to just rest on their laurels.
So the Replacements may or may not stay together?
I'd like to say that we're still friends, and yeah, we'll probably tour together, and that's the way I'd like to feel about it. If I met a kid on the street corner that was playing a guitar and it knocked me off my feet, I would bring him to my house and start recording with him tomorrow, if that's what happened. And that's the way I want to look at the future in my life. Like, I want to be inspired by other people, and if those people come along, then I'm not going to stay married to the band just for that reason. I'm going to do what's musically exciting.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Singer and songwriter Paul Westerberg, The Replacements' new album is All Shook Down.
Stop at a light that shined bright blue, and where you've been is still in view. You stopped at nothing at your first chance. Now it's nothing.
This is Fresh Air.